possible?
It would be possible if you could trust the ones that you had that agreement with. But how can you trust them? You know, so, Russia's national emblem is a bear. And you know a bear is the most treacherous animal there are. Far more treacherous than a wolf or any other animal a bear is. So, their national emblem is a bear. That stands for Russia. You can't trust them. Sure, if we could have national disarmament, and we knew that each country would abide by that, that would be fine. Tear up everything. But how can you trust them? How would you go about trusting them? You could have, you could have inspection teams, you could have this, that, and that, but as huge as Russia is, or we'll say the United States, how would we still know? How would there be a way to know? The only way that you would know would you have, if you could in time to come, have some type of electronic detection system that would be able to detect certain nuclear fission type materials and so forth. After all had been, supposed to been destroyed out of one area, none in that area, where, and you could detect that, it would be different. But like it is now, you can hide those things in caves and underground and store no telling how many and seal it up, they'd be there. No one ever knows.
I suppose that. You'd have to have some sort of super sophisticated and spy satellite system, you know. I suppose that's something true. Like the type that flushed out the buildup in Cuba during the Kennedy
that's
years.
That's true. But yet again, that buildup in Cuba was above ground.
Yeah.
How are you going to flush it out underground? Maybe several hundred feet under rock in the Ural Mountains, somewhere in Siberia, or somewhere else. So how can we trust him?
He'd
be fine. We'd destroy all of our atomic weapons. They say, yeah, we've torn ours up, and then tomorrow after we destroyed it, ours, they'd raise theirs in the air again and say, now then what do you have? You talking about blackmail and having it? Sure. So how can you go about it? What system do you have?
Well, I want to get back to that, but let me ask you a little bit about your parents, if I may.
Mm-hmm.
Were both your parents from this part of the country? Or?
Yes, my mother was born here in 1870.
In Tippecanoe?
Uh-huh. My father was born here in 1868.
And what did your father do for a living?
My father's a veterinarian, a farmer.
Veterinary Navy Farm?
Mm, at Farm,
And your mother?
Her father came here as a school teacher after the Civil War. They came here from Middle Tennessee. Her grandfather was the founder of one of the early ministers and founders of the Cumberland Presbyterian branch of the Cumberland Presbyterian Churches. Brother John R. Dillard, he founded several schools. Cumberland, Long University, Bethel College over here, Kansas, Tennessee.
Now this is your grandfather?
Grandfather on my mother's side, Dillard.
And he was a minister?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Cumberland Presbyterian Church, one of the early ministers. And my father's people, his mother was married, and the family came from Nashville. She was great. She was a niece of Rachel and my father. My father's great grandmother